Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. And if old Brucey boy sounded a little faded a little bit, it's probably because I am, man, because I don't know about you, but it was one Super Bowl party weekend. I'm going to tell you that right now. Hope you got out, had fun, and watched that, or got together with your families or your friends and everything and had a good time watching that, because it was definitely fun times. We, Sabina and I ended up over at the Rivers Inn Sports Bar, and we walked away with some swag and all kinds of good stuff, and it was fun. It was so funny because Sabina was like going for the Patriots, because back in, she had a shirt, basically, and she's from back in that area and everything like that, and so, you know, hey, they were the one team, so she was going for them. And back in the day, man, I was a big Falcons fan when Jerry Glanville was like a coach and everything, and they were doing pretty cool. And it's like, I was down in Southern California, and I just got to checking them out and everything, you know. And it was wild, because we just decided, what the heck, it ended up them two at the Super Bowl, so we just decided to go up, you know, all take on the Falcons. And it was funny, because every time the Falcons scored, I'd do this, like, put my arms out like a big wing, and I go, swoop. That was so funny. Just went swoop in the bar, man. That's all you heard. And it was like, then towards the end, of course, the swooping came back the other way around. And they didn't swoop no more and done lost the game, as everybody saw. But, hey, you know what? It was fun. Was had by all. We had a good time. But, man, I am feeling it today. I tape this show on Mondays. Now, by Friday, I'll be fine and dandy when you're hearing this. But right now, I'm doing it. And, woo! Yeah, I had a little bit too much fun, apparently, this weekend. So, hey, yeah, because, oh, yeah. We hung out. We had the little prince there with us for a little bit. So we had him like on Friday and had some fun with the kids this weekend too as well. Fit in a little bit of family fun day going on there, but not like usual. We're going to be shooting for this next Sunday and having another dinner and all that good stuff again. Because, hey, like I always try to push out there, everybody. Hey, you know what? We only go around once here, and your family and friends are near and dear, so make sure you keep them in your world all the time. And if you can get together with your family at least once a week, do it. You will be so happy you did, that's for sure. So that's it for that one right there, and I think I'm going to go ahead and get on with the show. We got all kinds of cool stuff going on, happening. I mean, February, and ba-bam, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing is I'm going to be getting all the info here on my old computer with the pages from the Insider of Southern Oregon, which is out there now, so you can grab your copy, and there's info in there if you want to, you know, send an article, or you have a question, or you want to advertise, or anything like that. You know, all the information is on the third page in the Insider of Southern Oregon. So there you go. That's my shameless plug for the day. And then, let's get on with the music going on all over the area here. We got the 101 Bar and Grill on Thursdays. They have line dancing, and it's ladies' night if you'll feel it right. That's right. And coming up here on the 13th, it'll be steak night with Scott Perry and Chris Capitano. This is next Monday night coming up. And then on the 20th, they got comedy and steak night. So that's what's going on at the 101. Now make sure and always contact these people on a regular basis, because if you want to know if any bands, because last minute bands and stuff come on, any of these places that I talk about, sometimes get last minute music. I'll get the words out. And so you always want to check with that. For instance, here's a perfect one right here. I only got one day here last weekend for the Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge, but I know they play music down there, and I'm pushing it on the Inside of Southern Oregon Facebook page when I get it, but there you go. Make sure and give a holler down there and see what their weekend lineup is, because they do play music on that little stage down there. That's at the Catalyst Seafood. Checo Brewing, now they're right up in arms and throwing all the good, man. I got every day on here covered, so we got it all. Coming up on the 10th, actually this week, it'll be like the 9th, Frankie C's playing there. On the 10th, Rap Brush is playing there. On the 11th, Frankie C. On the 16th, Frankie C. My man Frankie C, the man, the music, the myth. I tell you, hey, you don't want to myth him either. He's really good. Did you get that? You see what I did there? All right. So anyways, there we go. I told you it's Monday, man. And then we got Frankie C on the 16th, Rap Brush on the 17th, Lon Goddard slips in there on the 18th, and then it's back with my man Frankie C and Rap Brush and Lon Goddard, 24th and 25th. So yeah, they're just, you know, hey, all good music. Once again, it's kind of a smaller stage in there, so you get, you know, more instrumentals and stuff like that and like that, but it's great, great shows. Good musicians, all of them. Okay, so that's a check code by Ruane. At, let's see, Rivers End Sports Bar. That's right, they got something going on every day of the week, for real. They got the Monday, they got free pool. Tuesday, they got tacos and karaoke going on. Wednesday, they got the 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday, they got karaoke. Friday, they got DJ night. Saturday is the people's choice. And Sunday, hey, it's a sports bar, so whatever sport is happening during the season, it is on at the Rivers End Sports Bar. So there you go. Sebastian's Bar and Grill has Gil Kirk at the keyboards, tickling the ivories for your dining pleasure, Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's Gil Kirk at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Then we slide over to the Vista Pub here, which on Thursdays they got Jerry Moffitt. Coming up on the 10th is Steve Owen. 17th is Frankie C. 24th is Lon Goddard. And 25th is Noah Dirksen. So that's happening at the Vista Pub. And remember, all music starts at 7 p.m. there. The Voodoo Lounge has Thursday and Saturday's karaoke. So that's going from 6 to 10 p.m. That's at the Voodoo Lounge. And hey, if you're happening to be in the Grants Pass area, the Laughing Clam is always serving up some music on the weekend. And they have Tim Mitchell and the Beats Working Band happening on the 10th. Tim Mitchell himself on the 11th. Broadway Phil on the 17th. And on the 18th, Over the Moon. And on the 24th, Husk. So there you go. That's happening at the Laughing Clam in Grants Pass. And coming back to beautiful Uptown CC by the Sea, we have the Inateca, which is featuring Comedy Night on the 11th coming up. And then on the 24th, it'll be Wendy and Chris Capitano. And then on the 18th, we got at Seaquake Brewing down there, we have Bernadine Ophelia at 8 p.m. That's on the 18th at Seaquake Brewing. So there you go. And I think I got, I'm going to look here because I believe... I have more info on some other dates here. Let me see. My man Frankie C. Yeah, here we go. I got Frankie C's schedule. And he is also going to be playing at the Inateca here on the 10th. And he will be at Seaquake on the 25th. Bam. There you go. Okay. And then, of course, we got Ray Cornell, the piano man. You can catch him playing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the Chetco Activity Center from 11:30 to 12:30. The Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Rita Hosking on Saturday, February 18th at 8 p.m. It's a country folk lass, so she's got a style of country folk music. Here we go, I'll get it out in a minute. And if I remember right, she's got, let me see, she's doing a duo here. Yeah, she will appear with as a duo with Sean Feeder on dobro and banjo. For reservations and info, you can call 541-247-2848, or tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings and Gold Beach. Books in Gold Beach. That's the Pistol River Concert Series. Hey, the Friends of Music. That's right. They got something going on here. We got on February 26th at 3 p.m., they've got the Jasper Quartet happening. So that's an award-winning string quartet from Philadelphia. Let me see, the concerts are all held at Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church, and you can get tickets at Wright's Custom Frame and at the door. You can call information 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. That's the Pistol Rue, or not the Pistol Rue, that's the Friends of Music concert here. Hey, I'm just doubling them up, I'll tell you what. But you know what? We got music going on around the area. I'm going to tell you that right now, and I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah, we got the Checo Pelican Players. They have got, they're presenting the Vinland Saga. Now, this is the first weekend coming up that it starts. It's written by local author Val Cowan. The play is based on the Greenlander Saga. Let me kick this up a bit. And the Saga of Eric the Red. It includes intrigue, family dysfunction, culture clash, and Viking energy. I love the family dysfunction in there. You know, it doesn't matter what the heck year it was, man. There's always family dysfunction going on. I'm telling you, you just can't do without it. Love the Viking energy. Yeah, I'm going to make sure and catch that one. I was going to be in that thing if I would have had time, but hey, extra, it would have been great. I got it. I'm just going to have to go see it now. So the tickets are available at New Wave Video, Wright's Custom Frame, and at the box office 2 hours before showtime. Let's see, for reservations, you can call 541-469-1877, and for more info, it's 541-469-1857. So there you go. The Vinland Saga, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. You betcha. Okay, here we go. Well, hey, Celtic, man. I'm Norwegian-Irish in my blood going, so there we go. Oh, yeah. Here's one. I got a couple of shows that I'm involved in myself here. You know, surprise, surprise, surprise. But that's why I couldn't do that Vinland Saga thing. I've got Coming to the Sea View Senior Living and the Insider of Southern Oregon are presenting the Old Time Radio Show. That's right, folks. I mean, this is very cool. They're inviting the public. So this is a radio broadcast that they were done in the early years of radio. I got me and the Insider Players are going to be doing the show, and I really got a great group of people. I got Wendy Capitano, Tanya Sobiz, Troy Spence. He's along with me. And then my daughter's boyfriend, Jackson Haven. He did the Abbott and Costello with me a few years back. We did this, and he's going to do it with me again. It's just going to be, we had a great time. Who's on first? So it was great. Yeah, it was really good. And I was lucky enough to get all, hey, this is what I mean. I mean, I've done these shows many times, and they've had different levels there. I mean, I've done it at theater, you know, the old time radio broadcast. And if you don't know what they are, back in the day when the radio ruled the airwaves, people would go in this little studio. There'd be an audience right there, most likely for clapping and background music, you know, and laughing. And they would just literally stand there, sit on the chairs, and when their time came up, they'd have scripts in their hand, they'd go up there, and you had Fibber McGee and Molly. I mean, all kinds of cool shows going on, you know, I mean, just different shows going on the radio, and people just gather around, the family sit around and listen to it. So I decided to bring this back, and we actually do it. I mean, this is going to be a high level, you know, that's why I went and got pros to come with me on there. People I knew could, you know, get up there and do the job performing. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the full sound effects. We're going to have everything, you know. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. We're going to try to bring it as close as we can to like the way they did it back in the day. This is going to be on February 21st. It's a Tuesday, and it's going to be at 3 o'clock. And the public is invited to come there. They're going to have refreshments there. But that's at the Seaview Senior Living on 98059 Gerlach Lane in Brookings. Everybody knows where that's at in Harbor there. And, yeah, we're doing Fibber McGee and Molly, Abbott and Costello, the Bickersons, 5-Minute Mysteries, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny's show. Got a big tribute doing for Elmo Williams. Did this for him a long time ago, because if you remember right, the late, great Elmo Williams was, he worked on High Noon, directed that and everything, a big part of the High Noon. And a few years back, we did this at the theater for him. You know, we did the Jack Benny High Noon. And it's a comedy, and it's funny, and we're going to do that again for this show, you know, bringing it back. So it's, like I said, it's going to be good fun, everybody, and I'm really proud about, you know, being involved with something like this, and I got some great people coming along. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to give Rodney Spence out there love, too. Him and Troy, both the Spence brothers, are providing. We're going to have amps, microphones. This is going to be a whole nine yards going, no stops. We're going to be, yeah, we're going to go at it. Pulling all the stops, as they say. That's it, yeah. I'm still confused on how to talk this morning. So make sure and check out the Old Time Radio Show happening Tuesday, February 21st at 3 p.m. That's right. The public is invited. Okay, so... Oh, hey, I got another shameless plug. I do. The Purple Days experience is happening. Yeah, we're going to be happening at the Lucky 7 Casino. At the Club 7 Sports Bar there. We're going to be playing there on March 11th. That's a Saturday from 9 p.m. to midnight. The Purple Days Experience. In case you haven't experienced this experience, we have quite a good time. Now, it's me and the Spence Brothers getting together. I do the vocals, they do the band, and we play early 60s music. I'd say like from 60 to 68. You know, the Doors, the Animals, the Troggs. You name it, you got it going. We're getting ready to get back in the studio, do some rehearsing and everything. For the next month and a half, we're going to do rehearsing until the show, prior to the show. So it's going to be great. Looking forward to doing that, and got some new songs on the lineup and just getting up there and singing again. It's going to be great. Haven't performed for a while. It's been a little bit. So good deal. Yeah, there we go. So that's the Lucky 7 Casino, the Purple Days Experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now I think I've got my shameless plugs out. That's funny. Okay, hey, coming up. Oh, this is a great guy. The Magician coming to the Elk Valley Casino this weekend. Oh, yeah. The Magician to see, as Time Magazine put it. Aaron Raddatz. He's coming back. I've seen him. He's the illusionist extraordinaire is what I call him because he is fantastic. This guy is, he's funny and he's amazing. I mean, he's really a good magician. I remember seeing him last year. I think it was last year or a year before. Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, looking forward to that. And they've got two shows that's happening here this weekend on Saturday, February 11th. They've got one show at 5 p.m. and they've got another one at 8 p.m. The tickets are on sale now at the Points Club booth for only $15 each. And you must be 21 or older to attend. So there you go. That's Aaron Raddatz coming to the Elk Valley Casino. Yeah, very. And it's on the cover of the Insider of Southern Oregon, by the way. It's a pretty purple color, too. I really dig it. Okay, so hey, that's right. Every second Sunday of the month, we got the Knights of Columbus breakfast being served up there at the Star of the City Catholic Church. It's at 820 Old County Road in Brookings, and I'll tell you what, I'm one of the Knights of Columbus, and so I'll be there serving it up right for y'all, and I'll be there. It's from 7:30 to 10. It's only $8 per person, and we got the biscuits and gravy, sausage, ham. I'm tell you, everything, scrambled eggs, the whole nine yards, blueberry pancakes. Oh, that's good stuff. Good spread right there. So make sure and come check that out, 7:30 to 10 on Sunday, this Sunday coming up. So there you go. I'll see you there because I'll be working it. That's why I'll see you there. Yeah, we do that every month. It's very cool. Get a nice little turnout there too. Okay, what do we got going on here? Moving right along. We're time for that metaphysical moment on the Insider Report. That's right, from our ladies of gypsies. We got them on the 11th coming up here. They got Messages from the Masters. That's at 6 p.m. And on 18th coming up, they got Igniting Your Power Within. That's from 1 to 4 p.m. This is at Gypsies right downtown. You can either call them. I'm trying to see 541-661-7764 or Gypsies 541-813-1882 for more information on that, or just stop into Gypsies. So there you go. Getting metaphysical and loving it. Okay. Walk with Ease. Come walk with us. They got this group starting on Monday. It's starting on January 30th. It started January 30th, let me say. So here's what it is, basically. Mondays and Wednesdays, you can meet at Azalea Park at 10:30 a.m. or at 2:30 p.m. You meet at Azalea Park in the gardens around the metal statue across from the Little Red Church, and you go for a walk with a bunch of folks there that are meeting up and go for a little healthy walk. And there you go. It's sponsored by the Chetco Activity Center. For more information, you call 541-469-6822. Walk with Ease. Oh, yeah, hey, speaking of the senior, CVU Senior Living, we're not only doing that show on the Old Time Radio broadcast on the 21st, but let me see, they have got some stuff going on also this month. On the 14th, they've got a Valentine's Day party going on at 3 p.m. there at CVU. And on the 28th at 3 p.m., they got a Mardi Gras party. And, I mean, they're inviting the public. That's why it's put in the paper right here on that. So if you have the Insider of Southern Oregon, yeah, their ad is in there, and it's got the all the info on it right there for you, the schedules. So that's a CVU Senior Living. February is a dynamite month there, it looks like. I know we're going to have fun. Oh, yeah, here we go. We got the free tax help going on here, AARP Tax Aid for taxpayers with low to middle income. Let's see, no cost, certified volunteers, and e-filing available. So they're now taking appointments. Tuesdays through Fridays, February 1st to April 15th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. There's limited Saturday appointments from 9 to 11:30. You can sign up at the reception desk, Chetco Activity Center, 8 to 3 p.m. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is at 550 Chetco Lane behind Subway, or you can call 541-469-6822. Facility and materials donated by the Chetco Activity Center, and donations to the Chetco Activity Center are always gratefully accepted. Very cool. Very cool. Alrighty, moving right along. Hey man, getting time, season two, taxes. Woo! I'll tell you. Alright, well, they got the Disabled American Veterans monthly meetings going on here. Okay, veterans and the general public are invited to the monthly meetings. They are held on the fourth Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the Chetco Community Library Annex Conference Room. located across the street from the library at 405 Alder Street in Brookings. Now, they also would like to invite you to join them at 8 a.m. for the commander's breakfast before the meeting, which is held at Beachcomber's Restaurant. So there you go. You go there, they have meetings on all the stuff that's going on. Questions can be answered. Families, vets are welcome. So that's going on here on the fourth Saturday of each month. What else we got going? Oh, yeah, the Friends of the Unitarian Universalists. They meet every second and fourth Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in the Evergreen Federal Bank meeting room. The topic are diverse and contain the Unitarian Universalist principles. This service will review the book, Active Hope, which is a journey of gratitude, grief, and interconnection. All are welcome, and for more information, you can contact Marcia at 707-245-6535. The Friends of the Unitarian Universalist. Hey, the fact that I can say that on a Monday morning is a joy. Okay. All right, here we go. You know what? Check our activity center. They are getting crazy. And I mean, we got a whole page. We got a couple pages devoted to them. And actually, if I think about it, in the Insider. And we actually have a schedule here for them. So it's very cool. So you want to check that out. And they got exercise classes. They got ukulele class going on. Tai Chi games. Beginning quilting. They got a writing group. All through the every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It looks like Saturday's the only day that doesn't have something going on there. And they got Sundays. They even got pickleball going on 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the high school gym. So there you go. Make sure you check out the Checo Activity Center, because you know what? They're pretty active over there at that activity center. Let me just put it that way. Yeah, Wild Man Scott Clapson, he's over there. You got some of his shows right here too. Hey, yeah, that's right. You know, he's got all kinds of shows on the KCIW. He's got a few podcasts out there, if I'm not mistaken. Keep promoting them there on the Insider, so there we go. So very cool. So that's the Checo Activity Center. Give a shout out there. Yeah, there you go. They just had a Valentine's craft fair this last weekend, as a matter of fact. Wasn't able to get to that. Oh man, you know, I mean, had to save the energy. That stupid crud, I'll tell you what, it got me last week. I went to the gym the week before. Or no, I went to the gym one day, like Tuesday last week. I was ready to rock and roll again and start going again. And on Wednesday, by the time Wednesday was over, man, the stuff hit me like really, it finally hit me. It hadn't, it'd been messing with me a little bit, but now it hit me good. So if you guys got that stuff going on out there, I am feeling for you 100%. That stuff don't go away. I mean, what the heck? So, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I'm sitting there looking at some info here. I also just want to tell you, too, you know, hey, the inside of Southern Oregon, it's got the information on this, what I'm telling you, and it's got information going all over the area, you know, all over Southern Oregon. We're all the way up Grants Pass, all the way up to Bandon. So, hey, there you go. So we're trying to get info from all those areas as well. You can see all kind of, that's why, you know, that's how the months get so busy, though. All these, like, close cities next to us doing stuff, too, you know, it's like, it's great. So keeps my paper full. I'm digging it. Hey, guess what? We got a night for your daughter that will be a cherished memory. That's right, the father-daughter masquerade ball is coming again to the Kids Zone. That's right, Saturday, February 18th. It's from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They got advanced tickets that you have to get there. Let's see. And then they have admission at the door. Okay, so the advanced tickets are $20 per daddy-daughter couple. $5 per additional daughter. So you can bring more than one daughter. You don't have to sit there and flip a coin and say, oh, you're my favorite. You can bring them all. Just got to pay an extra $5. So there you go. And the admission to the door is $25 plus an extra $5 for each additional daughter. This includes a free 4x6 print, a punch bowl, and participation in all crafts, games, and activities. And the extras are picture packages starting at $10. The Yogurt Palace special menu and specials are also going on there. Yep, the Yogurt Palace located inside there as well. Special little treats there always. Let's see, they're going to have crafts, games, dancing, face painting, karaoke, and a night she'll cherish. There you go. And Princess Ariel's going to make an appearance, a royal appearance. So there you go. And hey, you know what? I love this. She puts this down below too. It doesn't have to be dad. Grandpa, brother, uncle, godfather are welcome, family, friend, whoever. It's like, just come have some fun. You know, that's what they like. Whoever fills that spot in your daughter's life. Boom. This is located at Kids Zone. Play and Party Center at 745 Railroad Avenue, 541-813-2235. That's for the father-daughter masquerade ball. Okay, now we're going to wind this year up, coming on down here with the Spaghetti Feed fundraiser happening at the Elk Valley Rancheria here at 2332 Howland Hill Road in Crescent City. This is Saturday, February 18th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Help send freestyle cheer to the Nationals. Tickets are $10 for two or $8 each. Kids 3 years and under are free. Presale tickets are only $5 each. You get all you can eat, spaghetti, salad, and breadsticks. All the money goes directly to Freestyle Cheer. So that's at the Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Elk Valley Rancheria, on February 18th from 5 to 8. The Brookings Harbor Community Theater is excited to present Fiddler on the Roof, directed by Courtney Gage at the Dory Randall Performing Arts Center. Fiddler on the Roof opens Friday, February 10th at 7 p.m. with shows scheduled for Fridays and Saturdays, February 11th, 17th, the 10th, the 24th, the 25th at 7 p.m., and matinees on Sundays, February 12th, 19th, and 26th at 2 p.m. The ticket prices are $15 adults, $12 students and seniors, and $8 ages 12 and under. Tickets are available at Wright's Custom Frame and New Wave Video. This is set in the little village of Anitevka. Okay, the little village of Anitevka. The story centers on Tev... Oh, man, here I go. They're going to give me all these names, and I'm going to screw them all up because I haven't seen it in a while. I can't remember Teve or whatever his name is. A poor milkman and his five daughters. The man has five daughters. Hey, it cost him an extra, like, 20 bucks to end up having to go to that father-daughter dance, wouldn't it? So anyways, with the help of a colorful and tight-knit Jewish community, Teve tries to protect his daughters and instill them with the traditional tradition. That's right, values in the face of the changing social mores and the growing anti-Semitism of Tsarist Russia. All right, very cool. Hey, the Furballs 2017 Dance Your Tail Off with Disturbing the Peace. This is happening on the 18th at the VFW Hall. It's a dance party to support the prevention of PEP overpopulation. The doors open at 7 p.m. and Disturbing the Peace is on at 8 to 11. The pre-sale tickets are $15 or at the door, 20 bucks. Get your tickets at Del Nor Office Supply, Turning Head Salon, or call Danielle 707-218-5998 or Eileen at 707-457-2892. And there you go. That's for Dance Your Tail Off with Disturbing the Peace. Very cool. Okay, well, that's it. That's it. I got no more. Got to wrap this bad boy up. All right, hey, I want to thank KCIW for my little podcast broadcast here. And hey, pretty soon the little station that could is going to be the real deal. And 100.7 on your FM dial. I'm looking forward to that. Got my other show on there, the Magical Musical History Tour, along with the Insider Report. And a whole lot of other shows are going to be available. And when you're done with this, make sure you, with my little podcast, you can always check out the whole other lineup they got on KCIW.org. There you go. So, hey, until next week, this is Bruce, when you're strange. Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And you know what? I'll see you out there. Bam! See, now I'm getting more info than I need nowadays.